Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Margie Preuss, and I'll be reading an excerpt from my book, West of the Moon. In this scene, Astri has run away from the goat man with hopes of rescuing her little sister. However, when she arrives at the farm, she finds it empty and strange things afoot. I creep down the hill and crouch behind a barrel in the shade of the cow barn, keeping my eyes peeled for Svalbard. A lift of the lid and a dunk of a finger is all it takes to discover the barrel's contents. Beer. There are two barrels full, which is something to wonder over. Another thing to wonder over is where everyone is. The farm seems strangely quiet, but perhaps they are all out in the fields, engaged in some chore. Shh! There goes the goat man, creeping from chicken house to hay shed. As soon as he's inside, I race across the yard and dart into the house. No one is home, but what is this? The table is laid with a new lace tablecloth. On top of that sits the largest tub of sour cream porridge I've ever seen. Surrounding it are platters heaped high with flatbreads and rounds of crisp knäckebrot, thinly sliced cured ham, smoked mutton and spiced sausages, an enormous plate of scrambled eggs flecked with bright specks of green chives, a vat of pea soup, tiny new carrots and peas steamed and glossy with freshly churned butter, and cakes of all kinds, almond, marzipan, and one slathered with whipped cream and dotted all over with cherries and plums, now one plum less, and everything as pretty as can be. I can't stop staring at it all. But there's movement out the window, and I duck down by the table. A glance tells me that Svalbard is hobbling across the farmyard. He stops and swings his head from side to side, whether from puzzlement or pain, I cannot say. While I wait for him to decide where he's headed, I slice into the marzipan cake and take a piece. It is so soft and sweet, something I have only heard of, never tasted, and I wonder how this abundance has come to pass. In the story of the girl and the bear, when the girl left the bear's castle to go home to visit her family, she found them living in splendor. They had everything they wished for, food and fine things, and so much joy that there was no end to it. I stare again at the table laden with food, at the fresh white tablecloth, the pretty lace curtains, the piece of cake in my hand. Is it enchanted, this cake? And all of this? Magic that will turn into vapor at any moment? Just in case, I stuff the rest of the piece in my mouth.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.